أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها فلما تغشاها حملت حملا خفيفا فمرت به فلما أثقلت دعوا الله ربهما لئن آتيتنا صالحا لنكونن من الشاكرين فلما آتاهما صالحا جعلا له شركاء فيما آتاهما فتعالى الله عما يشركون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 189 and 190 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His power, His qudrat, at the very creation of insan. Allah says, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you from one soul. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And then from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, as Allah says here, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. Allah ta'ala had created from that one soul His spouse. From Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So this is a very great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from earth, from sand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. Then in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the rib, the left rib of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created Sayyida Hawa. That is one very great qudrat, power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the two, Allah ta'ala brought the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam in existence. Why did He create Sayyida Hawa? Allah ta'ala says, لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا, so that Adam alayhi salatu wa salam could dwell with her in tranquility. This is the whole concept of marriage. This is the whole concept of having a spouse, and that is sukoon. That is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought about this entire institute of marriage, the whole concept of marriage, that man and woman both live in a state of sukoon, both live in a state of tranquility, peace and comfort. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا تَغَشَّاهَا حَمَلَتْ حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا فَمَرَّتْ بِهِ. Now both of them, the literal translation will be that when He had covered her, in other words, you, O man, you cohabit with her, you have a relationship, a marital relationship with her, then more than likely she becomes pregnant and she carries a child. But here Allah Ta'ala says, in the initial stages, حَمَلَتْ حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا, she carries a very light burden. When a woman then begins to expect, that fetus is light, it is small, it is easy for her to handle, she may have issues with the morning sickness, etc. But it doesn't incapacitate her, it doesn't slow her down. She continues, فَمَرَّتْ بِي, and she moves around with this little fetus in her womb. فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ, then that fetus begins to grow, that child begins to grow in the womb, and it becomes heavy. So Allah Ta'ala says, and when that fetus becomes heavy, دَعَوَ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُمَا لَيْنْ آتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا, then both the spouses, husband and wife, now realize that this is a great burden that they are carrying. This is a great ni'mat on the one hand, but of course there is a period of time that needs to pass. And then both of them begin to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيْنْ آتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا, O Allah, if you give us a sound child, a healthy child, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, then we will be thankful to you, O Allah. And in this way, for the period of pregnancy, both of them continue to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our side as Muslims, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ought to make dua to Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless that child with piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless that child with obedience of Allah, and of course a healthy, normal child. These are the du'as that a parent will make. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants both of them, the husband and wife, as parents, Allah ta'ala grants a sound, a healthy child, جَعَلَا لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ فِي مَا آتَاهُمَا, then the both of them ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which we had granted them. The child is born. Now what happens? Sometimes they begin to engage and indulge in things that are against the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many ways. And then secondly, sometimes by way of naming the child, now they had forgotten that this child had come as a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They then attribute everything to besides Allah. They give the names besides Allah. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the two best names that are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Abdullah and Abdul Rahman, that the child becomes a servant of Allah. He becomes servant of Allah, the most compassionate. Now we begin to give names that are not those names that are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We begin to give names of stars of this world, and we forget about Allah. We forget about that Allah that had granted us that child. Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah has stated that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also making reference to, for example, the Nasara, that they had prayed to Allah, they had known that there is nobody else that could have delivered this child and granted this child so sound and healthy but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the child is born, they move the child's mind away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they bring the concept of Trinity, etc. That is what Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah has said. But we also sometimes need to take cognizance of it, that then we send the child to institutions in which the deen of Allah ta'ala is not taught, rather concepts, doctrines, way of life against Allah, against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being taught. Then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about me and you in this ayat. And then Allah ta'ala says, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far above what they associate as partners, that no matter how much a person and the whole of mankind may associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is free of all of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far mightier than all of that, and it does not affect the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.